time I have it in the day. I just like to mention one to all of them. We had mentioned the kasha from the Rishash. Mother is the kasha on Shabbat. Says, in Pesach says, in my Pesach, the Pesach has a Pesach. Why is it necessary to say the Lord Halav?
You can think of this out from the Shabbat.
So the Rishash had asked the kasha. And the Gemara in Brachos, the mother says that Kol Dibo she asked me to be a Kaddish Baruch Hu L'Tayim. That's a little while tonight, anyway. That was the Rishash's stuff. So let's not go into the Rishash's stuff. The Rishash just says that the Lamia is also Kol Tayim. Because through that he becomes Menuke, because of the Chayayat. So there's no Sire with the Gemara and Brachos. And here, in Tatum, there'll be a type of Tatum. In Tatum, there'll also be a Tove of the Lanyan. So we have asked Akasha and the Rishash, so what's the Gemara's parish? The Gemara says, I would think that in Tatum, Islach Agra, in Tatum, there's no Ka, and there's no Dev. So then, Akalachaita, so became bottled. The Dibur Toyin that the Rabbeinukum told Kayim that who gets Ka became Bottle. And there's no way to be Misakin this. There won't be Peronia. So we were Misadit to say, the Lechemishna says, Gird Allah Chabalat Milcha Shifayde Atreide, the Sarempu, the Kasha, the Mizrohi is, that why was Yaakov Avinu afraid after the Rebbeinu Shlom was mafkiah him, we have a cloud called Dibur Toyin Shiyotimitiya Kadosh Baruch Hu Ayin Echayzer Afilu Al Tanai. So why was he afraid?
There was no Tanai.
It was a Haftachah. So the Lechem Mishnah says, the Vade Hechadike Gram Chet Yachza Bei Hakel Yisbor. If it's a Chet, then everything becomes Bukhi. I don't know, the block is of nine years. I'm a cold man, so I go to my head. This is what the Lechem Mishnah says. So we said, according to the Maskone, we feel like the Lechem Mishnah, but then I have to, we feel like the Lechem Mishnah, so the Rishash is Kasha of the Chalam HaShem. He's asking a Kasha. That the mother is a Kasha, and Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, why does he have to say my faith? Because I'm going to have to say my faith, because I'm going to have to say my faith, because I'm going to have to say my faith. But that's after without a chet. Here is a chet. So it doesn't apply at all to Gemara in Brachos. So you don't come onto the Rishash's Teretz. According to Lechem Mishnah, we have a portion of the Teretz to the Rishash's Kan. Before we go further, I would like to learn with the Ilam. There's a little bit of Chumash. How to learn Pshat and the Pesukim, and from that we'll see and understand our Gemara. The Rishonim and our Gemara, there's a Machlokes Kashi and Tosfos in our Gemara, and this Machlokes is dependent on how we learn Pshat and the Pesukim. In Parshas Kayetzare, it says as follows. Avraham Avinu was Mashbiya Eliezer. It says, Mashbiyacha Hashem Elokei Shemayim Elokei Oret Eshel Eisika Isha Livni Livnei Taknani Eshel Neichi Yoyshev Bekifah. So for this pasuk, he was Mushba not to take from the Bnei Taknani. That's this pasuk. Next pasuk says, Ki el arti lo melati teile. To go to Arkoi. Lakachte isha livni liyiz. Vayomer eila ve'ebet. Ulai leiseide ho isha lalechet achei laoret hazoi. He'oshei poshe bezbincha laoret hasha yitasa. What if she doesn't want to come? that I bring Yitzchak to Hanan Abisha. So, first, Avraham Avinu tells him that they should not take care, but then he says, Vim loisayve ha'isha lalecha. Achecha, Vim ipita mishvuas uzois. So Rashi says, "V'kach la'isha mivnei soner hester l'mamzei." So the summary of the Rashi. The Rashi understood, and we'll see later another Rashi. The shvua was, "V'sikach isha mivnei mivnei saknani shanechi yeshu v'kirbei and oner esker l'mamzei." It was a shvue not to take from the Bnei Seknan. Kiel arsi lo melati teilech. So we'll see, Rashi went, it was a tnai. Don't go straight to Oner Eshkel Mamrei. Kiel arsi lo melati teilech. Go there. Don't go to Oner Eshkel Mamrei.
So yet, what if they don't want?
Bim lo yisai ve yishol olechet. Rashi says, that's the Pasim Nikita Mishvuot Yisai.
And you can marry her.
There's a whole shmuah. The shmuah of Leitikach Isha Livni B'Vnei Seknani was said on the tonight, Ki El Arti Bel Melati Teilech. But if you went there and they don't want,
then the shmuah is not. So the shmuah on the tonight.
Let us, I'd just like to say over another Rashi, then we'll see what the Chaim HaKadosh and the Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. Eliezer, when he came to base Suel, base Lavan,
so he relates to them
as follows. Vashbiyeni adoni lema loisikach isha libni libnei saktani esher anoichi yeshu bi'arta. That's the shvuah. Not to take from the bnei saktani. Im loy al base avi teilech vel mishpachti v'lokachti isha libni.
So here,
Rashi says, Loisikach isha libni mibneis haknani, that's the shvua, im loiseilech tchilal beis ovi v'loiseisevel alechem.
Again, he told that, so here, im lois klor atnai, loisikach im loyal beis ovi teilech ovi shvah. You should first go there, and if he doesn't want,
so then there's no, then you're allowed to take from Oner Eshkel Mamrei, which is from the Bnei Seknan.
This is Shitas Rashi.
The Shvuah was not to take on the Tnai that you should first go to Beis Ovi.
The Chaim HaKadosh af an oath,
when he asked, Ulai Loiseve Ha'isha, Vim Loiseve Isha Lolechet V'nikisa Mishvuasi Zayt, Peirish, Mikichas isha livnei me'eis meladet.
So the Chaim HaKadosh is telling us two yisayt.
Yisayt number one,
yisayt number one is that
Vashbiyacha b'shem elekei shemayim v'kei osa shalei sikach isha livnei b'bnei seknani.
That's one shvue not to take from the b'nei seknani.
Kil arti vel melati teilech is a second shvur. Yomushbe to go to arti melati.
Then Eliezer asked, and what if she won't want?
The nikita mishvuas is ois keirish, mikichas isha livni meis melata.
The second shvur you'll be posted. Ava mishvuas kichas,
bas kvan bim kaimo imed. That's how the Chaim HaKadosh learned.
And the Ramban also
seems to say like this.
The Ramban says,
how can you say such a thing that Yitzchak could marry a Bnei Seknani, the other?
Can't be. It can't be such a thing.
In Seknani meim chalila loy,
the Emma Shehem is as a Seknani, how can he marry a other Eshka Mama? That zikha can't be.
The Yitachay,
he mishvuas is a
rimei, l'masham of l'kachti isha l'vni misham, like the Chaim HaKadosh says. It's going on the shvue,
there's a shvue to go there.
Ki ulai hoisa ha shvue ala keil. It was two shvue.
there was a shvua, Vaisika Isha, leaving Nais Kanaan. And there was a second shvua, you should go alasim aladati. Ki ulai haisa shvua alakil, the shvua was on everything. Vla yilmais lasha om aloi leisika isha libnibim nais aknani. Is that tam zoi, this shvua. So that means there's two shvuas. And he told them, if she doesn't want to come, you're put from the second shvua. But the first shvua has himself. Never was master the first shvua. So we have here, when we learn Chumash, Erlech, we have here Machlokes Rashi with the Ramban and the Chaim HaKodesh. First of all, Rashi seems there's only one Shavua with that nine. There was a Shavua to not to take from the Bnei Sinai, but unless you go first to Arsim Eladati. And according to the Chaim HaKodesh and the Ramban, there were two Shavuas. There was one shvua not to take from the Bnei Sinai, a second shvua to go melatzim eladati, bim leitzai meisha, so you put them in the second shvua. But the first shvua, you know, that's nikisim shvua to go. Now, let us see the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Vishlam al-Rameya, hainu d'chsiv, os tinoke me'elot. Now, Ostinoke Me'alosi was when Eliezer related to Lavan, the whole idea. So there, the Gemara brings down the second passage. So he told them, so the Osti Noki Me'alosi is speaking about what Eliezer related to
Lavan.
That is, if she wants, if she doesn't want to go, he's closer from the shul. Ela le Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Lamali. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Lomeli. So, the Vayel, let's say Pshat from the Gemara. According to Rashi,
this Gemara is very good.
According to Rashi, there was a Shvua not to take from the Bnei Sinai. Ki im, alasim alati teila. You can only take from Bnei Sinai if you first go to alasim alati. And if she doesn't want, then you can take from Bnei Sinai. So let's learn the Chumash according to Rashi. So Mamela, so why do you have to say the second half? The cloud hey not the Shmei Allah. He told him, Tikach Isha Levibim Neisnan Ki Im Alasi Eile Taylor. So that's the hey. So I'll understand. If she doesn't want to come, so I was supposed to go. I went and I was unsuccessful. Then I can take from the Neisnan. So according to Rameh, it's very good, but you have to speak it out. You have to speak out both sides. But according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Lomali, Itra, the Gemara says, Falke daita amine, Heicha de necha lo le dido, vle necha lo le dido, maisi bal kol hayu, kamash melo. So here it says in the Pasuk, as follows. He asked him, Eliezer, when the way Eliezer is relating over to the base Lavan, he's relating as follows. Maybe she won't come. So then he says, Ostinoke me alasi ki sove el mishpachte vim lo yitnu loch vayisi vayisa noki me alasi. He told him that what if they don't want to give? So what is the condition? The tnai was you have to go there and be mishpachte. So what is if she wants and they don't want? So what is your hishtadlus? What is the tnai? So here Avraham Avinu told him the tnai is only if they want. If they don't want, then you yay to what you're having. So, like this, I wouldn't know. I would think if he's capable of taking her without their rosa, maybe he's lucky to take her. So here the pasuk is not coming to tell us
the Tinokim Elosi is, if he was Mekayim this night, the Tinokim Elosi comes to tell us how much he's obligated to do out the Kiyam Atnai. I would think out Kiyam Atnai you have to use force unless if she wants to come. And the parents don't want to come. So you take her and you ignore the rotten of the parents. That's what you have to do. So therefore you won't have a heifer to take on the Bnei Tanai. Abraham Avinu told them, listen, if they don't want, forget about it. You don't have to make an Isaac about it. They don't want, forget about it. So Mamela, that's what the Pesuk is telling us. Now let's go a little further. Im lo yisayva isha lomali. Now, the Pesuk in the beginning, when Eliezer spoke with Avram, he asked them, Im lo yisayva isha lalechas. So what it'll be? Im lo yisayva isha lalechas achecha. Again, it says a kefil aloshin. So why did the Torah have to say twice? What he told Eliezer and what Eliezer told them, he told, it says twice in the pasuk. This is a kasha according to everyone. So he is saying if she doesn't want and they want. What if the parents want and she doesn't want? So I would think you have to take her bal kocho. It's kamash malon that you don't have to take her bal kocho. I just like to say one word. There's a very interesting hamakna over here. So we have two psukim. One pasuk says if she doesn't want, you don't take her. Even though the parents want, you don't take her. And then the other pasuk is telling us that if she wants and the parents don't want, you also don't take it. There has to be a mutual consent to the shidduch from her, from the parents, then you take it. Not. So the Machna wants to say pshat as follows. They didn't know too well how old this kal is going to be. The only guidelines Eliezer had was, oh, I saw you, mishpachti. There wasn't any telephones and telegrams when she was born, how old she was. So Mamela, they didn't know how old she was. So Mamela, there'd be a Havamina like this. If she's a Gedoyla, and if she wants, and the parents don't want, so what's getting on the parents? She's a Gedoyla. She can decide who she wants to marry. That would be the Havamina. That's the first part that we mentioned. If she wants and the parents don't want, I would think, take her. I, the parents don't want. Who needs your askama? She's a Gedoyla. She can do whatever she wants. Is Kamash Malon? No. If they don't want, don't take them. The first pasuk, which is the second pasuk that the Gemara brings, is that if she doesn't want, that means if she's a ketana and she doesn't want and the parents want. So then you don't need her das. You have the das of the parents. I would think that's also sufficient. Is Kamash Malon? That also not. You should only go if your obligation is only if both want. If there's one party that is not masking to the shidduch, forget about it. I had wanted to say, it's a little a different vote, that the Makta says these are the two tzadim, that it's I wanted to say there's a Mardik Chassam Seifa ala Torah Pashas Vayikra. It says Yakri Boisei L'Rtoini L'Tnei Hashem. A person made a nether to be a Kobe. The Mardik says Yakri Boisei Bal Kocha. Then it says L'Rtoini L'Tnei Hashem. So Rashi has a problem. If Yakri Boisei Bal Kocha then says L'Rtoini. So Rashi says Kaidnei Hashem Aroitin. That's what Rashi says. Chassam Seifa says, he said he would say a different pattern. He said, a person made another to bring a coat. Then later, a shoulder, a coat, a lot of money, a lot of sweat. Changed his mind. So Yaakov said, no, he made another, we'll force you to go. He's fighting, no, he forced him to come. The minute he'll come, Litnei Hashem, I'll see what I face, we'll dish him about. See whether the kabbalists are all about. Well, then there won't be any more a need for kvir. You need Yaakov Yisrael to bring him there. But when he comes there already, then there'll be a little tiny. There won't be any need for forcing him. So I thought that that shadow be you have to bring them. We're in a different country. They don't know what Yitzchak is all about, what Avraham is all about. She doesn't want to go. So you have to schlep her. You have to schlep her to see Yitzchak and Avraham. If you see Yitzchak, there's a din kviya on the issue. The din kviya is lakachas as issue, to take her. She doesn't want to go. You just bring her there. Then she'll see what is being offered or what she could be zeichet to. Then there's no problem whatsoever. But let us see Rashi. Now let's see Rashi. We'll understand Rashi very well with Rashi and Chumash. So Rashi says, Bishlam el Ramei, Da'oma miklola loy shemino, Aina d'chsiv os kinoke me'elosi. So now we understand what Bishi is biyoy. He was mashbiyim in loyal base of the Taylor. If you won't go a base of the, Tochel alecho shvue of, not to marry the b'nai sknat, but according to Rab Chanina, lomali lefushe im teilech tinoke, ela de ilai kofle, if he wasn't kofle, le have a mevato knoi le shmue, da fila yelech tochel ala mikach la yisha mi b'nai sknat. That's the Raya Kegan. That's the Raya Kegan Rab Chanina. Lomali lefushim teilech tinoki. Why does it have to say it? Ella. So it would seem from this, the Eloi Kofle, he wouldn't have been Kofleit. Loi havim evatol tnoi lishmue. Tafila yelech tochel olavim yikach leishim ibnai sknat. So Rashi says, klo, that the meduber is, that there was a tnai im yelech, and the shmue was loisikach. So we see from here that if he wouldn't have been kaifel, the shmu would still be chal. And I don't say miklale not the shemeyala. So that's for Rashi we see close. That is the shakla of the time of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, heiched the nechala leisha v'leit. So the Gemara says, no, that's what he's saying in the kisa mishwas. He's explaining what the tnai is obligating. Heiche de nechelo le yishev o nechelo le koivim. Naisi, loche nichtav hai, le mitlinami be koivim. That we need also the rotten of the koivim. Vim lo yita lo koivim va yisa noki. You can go and marry her off to, carry off Yitzchak to the Bnei Sknan, since you did what you were supposed to do. All you're supposed to do is to go al arti melati, bimatiya shidach, and if they want, it's good, and if they don't want, they don't want, so then the shvue of not marrying off to Benoit Knan is not chal anymore. Now let us see Taisus, and let's give a hagdomit. Taisus learned like the Chaim HaKodesh, like the Rambam. There was no tnai whatsoever. There were two shvues. There was one shvue. Loisikach Isha Lignibi Benoit Knan. That's one shvue. And there was another shvue, Kimal Al-Tiela. So now, yes, what if she doesn't want? So you're talking from the Shvumim Al-Tielech. There's no tonight, there's no case, there's no nothing. There's a Shvumim Al-Tielech, and he said, if she doesn't want, or if the family doesn't want, you're talking from that Shvumim. There's no Hain, there's no Miklal Hain at the Shmei Allah. According to Taisus, the Gemara of the Chapacha. Let us see Taisus. Bishlam Lara Meya Hain of the Sivos, Tinok and Meolosi. And Abchanina Lomali. There was no tnai. El beferish omar sheyish baloi. See how this is one shot? He should swear to him sheyikach isha l'vlemi mishpachti. There was a shvua to take an isha mishpachti. Vim loy pirish akro tenoke me'elosi. And if it wouldn't have said tenoke me'elosi, אם לא ייתנו לו, אי יסי יוימא, שאי יאוי ורשוי, בין ייתו בין לא ייתו, יש לתק פעם כוחה. That's what I would say. There's a שבוע יש לתק, and if they don't want to give, so everybody's mushba to take, so I'll take. אם לא יאו ימי ואישה. But what? The שייך is to this air, מכלל אין עד השמי הלאב. There's a שבוע to marry her, to marry Yitzchak, to go, to base Arsim Elatoy, and finished. And Avraham Avinu told him, if they don't want, you're part of them the Shavuot. Umashe perish akuntris kosher lohovim. Rashi is very difficult to understand. Sherei mashma mitoich perushay. For Rashi would seem, Shimholach Eliezer l'mishpachas Avrom v'heim lo yirtzo liten lo yishemutu b'vnei Sknan. That's shot. So for Kel, so the Shmuel is not allowed to take from b'vnei Sknan. B'tnai, if you don't go first to Artim Elavati. V'zeh Einoi, that's not shot. So we see close, very interesting. The Machloikis in Chumash, Rashi, the Rabban and the Rechaim HaKodesh, that's the Machloikis here, Rashi and Taisus. In the Lefize, Salkadaita Chamine, the Rab Chanina ben Gabriel, Eire ben Yenachem, and my Shama Rab Meir. He wants to say that another Kashi, it comes out that according to Rab Meir, we're talking about the Shvue of Im Teilech, and we're talking about it was a Shvue Leitikach Isha of the Nibib Neiskanah. In Taylor. So now the Pasuk says, but your potter from this Shvue, the Nikisa Mishwas is Ois, if you will go. So according to Ramei, we're talking about the first Shvue. You understood, according to Rab Chanina, we're talking about the second Shvue. We're talking about how much are you obligated to do? Are you obligated, what if she doesn't want, if they don't want? So it's very modern. Lochain Peirishri. So the Ri all of a sudden got confronted with a very confusing Gemara. According to the Ri, there's no Tanai. It was perhaps two Shvuas. One Shvuah was, don't take from the Bnei Sknan. The second Shvuah was, you should go El Artim El Adati. And then he told them, if they don't want your potter, but it has nothing to do with the Kvalinat Shemei Elah. So what Pshat Na Gemara? So the Rish has a mercy to that. Rish loim ul Rab Meir. The last lay miklal hein atra shemei ala. The Meir is lo miklal hein atra shemei ala. Afal pi. So now Rashi says, let's talk l'maise. A poshet et man. Afal pi she hasvoru she odom masne im chaveri. Im tase ze eten lofte. If he made a tnai with him, if you'll do this, I'll give you that. So we understand she'im lo yase lo yiten loike moike. So we understand without being koyful this tnai. If I go with a person, I say, if you do this and this, I'll give you this. So between you and me, Taisu says, the mashmois advorim is, if you won't do it, I won't give it to you. That's the mashmois advorim. Afal pikein. Rameya holds. But you don't call Busta the Sporer. You don't call Busta the Mashmoy. It would seem that's what he means, but you have a shrewd lawyer there. But did he say that? If he didn't say it, it's worthless. I mean, that is the Sporer of Rameya. Miklal hain the Ata Shemei Alav. You can't build a love from a Mashmoy. Eyewitness, he said, I'm giving you a matone if you'll give me $200. So the Mashmoy says, if you don't give me, you won't give me, that's a Mashmoy. But he didn't say that. And if he didn't say it, you can't build from it. That's the Yisoid of Rameya. Miklal hein, I ata shemei alav. So if he didn't say beferish, if you don't give, I won't give you the matone is given b'cholos. That's Shita's Rameya. So this Shita is lav davket toli in hilchas noim. This is a Shita in kol ha-teira kula. That means that whatever something is said, do I understand it according to my assumption, or do I call a lawyer? There's a lie in the word. Don't tell me assumption. Rav Meir b'shita held, you don't go with assumption. If it was said, the Beferish is good. If it wasn't said, the Beferish, so then you look at the words which were said, and don't tell me assumption. So Mamela Sotaisva says, Kamoy ken ka. And that means the Shvur was, you should go, the Shvur was, let's look at the Shvur. The Shvur was as follows. He told them a Shvur. Kiel arzi vel moilati teilech v'lakachta isha livni liyitro. That was the Shvur. So let's learn the words. I told you what to do. You go al arti, malati, lakach the isha with me. So just like if you ask yourself, what if it's snowing? I told you, that's your mushba to go. just like snowing and raining is not an equal, I didn't say any other equal for me. I didn't say they don't want to. She doesn't want. I must be a you. You should go v'lakach the isha l'vnilius. Now, a person can say a svara. Tommy doesn't mean that. You have to read between the lines. It means you should go and you have to understand. And if they agree, that's what I want. I would must be you. If they don't agree, you should take bal kochai. You have to learn the pasuk with a grain of salt. But this you saw, do you learn with a grain of salt or don't you learn with a grain of salt? This in Yisod is the Machloikis, Rab Meir, and Rab Chanina. Rab Meir says that, you look at the words what was said, and if it wasn't said distinctly the other way, you have no right to assume the other way. Here the words were said, Ima'alti, Omelati, Teilach, Lakach, Te'ishal, and Nili Yitzchak. So the Mashmois Advorim is that you have to go. They want, they don't want, she wants, she doesn't want. That you're Mushba to do this. So Mimele, so then later the whole Sardinian, and what'll be if she doesn't want? So according to Rab Meir, it's very good. This is very necessary. The question is a very good question. Kozman, Avraham Avinu will not say this, but Pem Mole, she doesn't want. What if she doesn't want? So I would think he's Mushba to take her, although she doesn't want. So that is why it is necessary to say Mleisaiva Nikisa. But according to Rab Chanina, that was the Gemara's kasha. Avol Rab Chanina, the Ozul Basel Svore, Lefidat Bali Atnoim. We don't look at the words exactly like a lawyer. We understand what the Mechuvin is and we work with assumptions. Lama Pirishim La Yitna Lo, Pshitim La Yitzalita Diyan Loki. It's partial. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Rab Chanina said, you're 100% right. That this, but there was a very fine shail over here. What'll be if she wants and he doesn't want? This already, here there's no svar already. Lay me boy, according to the Maknan, she's a gedoyla and she's a gedoyla, she don't need their rot. So here was a shail of a shteitzach. If she doesn't want, there's nothing what to talk about. I'm making a condition with her, she's a gedoyla, if she doesn't want, nothing to talk about. I understand that I can figure out. But what'll be in such a case? Let's be Mabara now. If she wants, and she's the one that's making the Kedushin, and her father too doesn't want. So will we break the Shidduch? So what do I do then? So this has nothing to do with Svaras. It's not Svaras. So Avraham Avinu said, listen, if the Shver doesn't want, Eichet Nish. So Mareinu Rav Yitzchak Nire, he wants to say, oh, this is Sheshtei Shvuas Hishbiya. There were two Shvuas. Acha sheikach, not the way Rashi says, a shvua with a t'nai. There were two shvuas. Acha sheikach isha libnoim im mishpachtoi. Ushvua acheres, sheim lo yitnu lo yisikach isha mibnoi skna. Okay, the second shvua is, I'm telling you to go there. See, I'm going to go there. And the tzad that they don't want, but there's another shvua. Don't you dare marry her to the b'nai skna. The daik midichsiv minikisa mishvu osi zoi. That's famous in the Ramban's Zik, which you mentioned before. This shvua you'll be put. I say this is another shvua. Vakel, so the way he's medaik on the pasuk, clone not like Rashi wants to say. He wants to say, Vakel, the second shvua is, I'm telling you to go there. So the b'nai s'nam b'chlau don't fall into the shaila. I'm telling you to go there. But the second shvua was, if they don't want, you also have a nice man. And that's what he told. That's what he told him, the kisa mishwas, he's like. So a kaponim is bringing a raya, not like Rashi's pshat and pasuk.
Look to Gemara weiter. Bishleim ala rameya, einu dachid, imbukul kaisai teim shichu. Rochem. Imbukul kaisai teim osu. It's not. It's kolom. Elu la rab chanine ben gamliyo, lomalik. Why did the Pesach have to say the other stuff? Well, hey, not the Shemei Allah. The Moshe this was, Tal Kedai Tachan, Im Bechul Kaisai Tenechu Broche. Im Bechul Kaisai Timosu, Loi Broche, Veloi Kvala. That means, I don't know how far did I can derive from that's clear. That the Broche will zikha not be, if it won't be Bechul Kaisai Tenechu. But how far will it go? Will it go till Kalola, or will it only remain not Barakah? That I don't know. And that's why the Pasuk can tell us how far it's going. Kamash Malon. Bishwam Rameya Haino Dachsiva Pasuk in Yeshaya. In Toibu Ushmaten, if you'll be good and you'll listen to Kaolet Tachayim. The Im Kamano Merisen, if you'll rebel, is Cheref to Uklu. You'll be eating a cheref. So he has to say, both Sodom according to Amen, Ella Rabchaninim and Demriel, Lomali. Now understand it. Is to the Salkadai Tachamina in Taibu, Taibu. Vim Tamoanu, Lai Taibu, Velai Ro. Again, I wouldn't know, I would even know Miklal, Heinata Shemea Lav, but how far the Lav goes, I wouldn't know. Kamash Malam, Tomorrow, Cherub Tukul. Rabbi the Rashi says, "Lamali b'mukai saitim also nishman lichlal broche from the broche who is here from." Now, something which now the Gemara wants to know for some of the pshat and pasuk. My Cherub Tukul. So what's the kasha? Now, with some of the pshat and pasuk, Cherub Tukul, mashma achilaschem hu Cherub. Will be, your eating will be a cheref to you, Nisboim. You'll be zapped from a cheref. What does that mean? You'll be eating a cheref. Doesn't make sense. Amarove, milche galamise, will be having large chunks of salt. Nama desari, you'll have bread made out of barley flour, akushi, in its heart. Ubotsli, an onion. This will be your, this is what you'll be eating. And let me tell you something, though. Mama, as puni chareva, the melech of the tzolim, koshim leguf kecharodet. That this diet is like every, living on such a diet is like you're killing yourself. So that's cheref to uklu. Before we said, in Tishmu, in Taibu Shmaten, Tupa Oret Taichel. You'll be eating Tupa Oret. You'll be having pretty much of it. Ve'im to Amano Merisem, but you'll be eating, not only won't be murdered, they'll be killing you. Your diet will be killing you because you'll be eating things which are not good for the goof. That's the Gemara Vayis. Now, before we say this Gemara, we also have to know a few Pesukim to finish to appreciate this Gemara. In Parshas Nasai, it says as follows. When the Kayan was Mashbiya the Saifet, so it says, Vehishbiya Oiso HaKayan, for Omar el Ha'isha, im lo ishochav isha isoch, v'im lo isot is tume tachat isha. If there was no znus, hinoki mimei hamorim hamaorim ha'im. So, you're innocent, you're pure, the mei hamorim hamorim ha'ilo will not do anything to you. That's Pasuk Yud. Now, it says, Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph, Va'ad ki sotis tachas ishe, v'chinit meis, if you were mezana, ki Rashi says, im sotis tachas ishe, v'im nit meis, v'yitein ish boch ish choftei mi bala da ishe, v'ishbi ha'koin es ha'isha b'shvu es ha'olo, v'ma'koin lishi ikne shemoysach lo'olo, v'lishvu ha'mesech amech, so we'll see in Rashi that Pasuk Chof and Pasuk Chof Aleph go together. That means Pasuk Chof Aleph is speaking about Shvuas Ha'olah. That's a distinct type of a Shvuah. A Shvuah with the Olah. Pasuk Yotes is speaking about Vishbiya Isa HaKoyim. We don't mention the Olah over there. They were not speaking about it. So in other words, Pasuk Yotes says as follows, the Kai should be Mashbiya you, what? if it was loy shachav hinoki. So what's the shuah is very unclear. What's what? Loy shachav hinoki. That shuah isn't telling me to. Pasik chav ba'adki soti sachas ishech is the beginning of pasik chav. If you were mezane, so then you'll get shuah sa'am. So we have two shvuas in the Torah. One a plain shvuas, and one a shvuas ha'olah. The shvuas ha'olah, it says, klova digurim, you are mizane, you'll be chayav shvuas ha'olah. But the first shvuas only speaks about, if you want mizane, you're lucky. So that's very unclear. So what is pshat in the shvuas? You want mizane, you are lucky. You'll be lucky. So the Gemara says, this pasuk is very good according to Abchanina. Bishloime la Abchanina ben Gamli, Hainu Dufi, Im loy shochav is ish oisav, Vim loy sotis tum metachas ishech, Hinoki. So what's very good? Let's see what Rashi says. Hainu Dufi, Vim loy shochav hinoki, loy kofal. It doesn't say over here, Vim shochav loy hinoki, Elo michla brocha, Ata shemei haklola. So the klola is an understood klola. It's not a befeirish klola, it's an understood klola. And that's the first shvuah. Vim isham desomach lei va'ad ki sotis, the next posik, ahu lein aforish vei klola, a shvuah kamais. That is not going on the previous posik. Ela shvuah debasai. The next posik is going on the posik afterwards. The somach lei, the posik afterwards, it says, vishvi ha'kai nesisho, Bishvua ta'olah. So the posik vat kisotis is going, if you are mezane, so then you'll be chalan you the shvua ta'olah. So that's these two psukim. Oba v'kamaisa, the first posik, which is speaking about very positively, im loishach avish oisach im loisotis, inoki, that shvua, וישביע כנס איש בשבוע סבא כמייס שבוע שאין בעולה דהוך יקסית וישביע אויסו הכוי ולאי פיריש כלולה אלא מכלל ברוכה. It doesn't say a כלולה, it's not from the בכלל ברוכה. I can derive a כלולה. So according to Rab Chanina ben Gamliel, so the Pasuk said enough, because the first שבוע is not so bad, I mean it's not so good, but I'm telling you, let's start off in a positive way. Vishbi oisa akoyim, this is a shvur. Im loy shochav is hinoki, and we can all understand if it wasn't like that, because hey, not to shmei alav, it won't be hinoki. So, that's what I'm telling you. Then later, I'm going to go further. If you are mezanah, ferocha mitzraktan. If you are mezanah, it'll be a shvur solo. So there's two shvurs. There's two shvurs that are being mekalala. One shvur is a klolo mitoich brocha, that's not. And the second shvuah is b'chayin inshallah, shvuah sol. So that's good according to Rab Chanina. Elo Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, the first shvuah is not telling us anything. I must be, if you want, mezana hinoki. So what is this shvuah accomplishing? Chemki mi boile. You should have held over. And if not, you'll choke, you'll get killed. Why, the Ike point is missing. We're just beating around the bush, according to Rameya. Oma Rab Tamchin Chemki Ksik. It says Chemki. What does it mean it says Chemki? Let us see what Rashi says. Oh, Hinoki Ksik, well, you said that tells us Chemki. We'll see in a minute. Chemki Ksik, perhaps we should say it more. Elo Rameya Ve'im Shochav Chemki Mi Boilei. So he says, Henki Ksiv Belayut. It says, it doesn't say, it means the Kri is He Naki. So then the Shayush is Naki. And you'll be pure. You'll be, yeah. But the Ksiv is without a Yud after the A. So the Ksiv could be read, Henki Ksiv Belayut. Le Midrashe Kimikloi. That we should not, so there's a Ksiv and a Kri. So now, Lemidrashe kimikroi lishvu rishoina. Im loy shochav tehei nikiya. That's the kri. Ube misayres nami midrash. And now, but the way it was written without a yud. So according to the ksiv, according to the misayres, It's like it says, it doesn't say he noki, it says henki, and the he is the scallop of the head. Om emesoyer es nami midrish ashvue kamayse, le mishdai yakro de basre, le meimer henki, va'ad ki sotis, kloime im sotis, tis hanki. So Rameya said that, that the way the Pasuk was written, so it is Meramis and Anonish also. There's a Kri and a Ksiv. So the Kri is going on the, on that Pasuk, in which is speaking about in a positive oifen, in Loisot is Enochi, but then the Ksiv was written to attach this to the next Pasuk, Chemki Va'at Kisot. So it says everything, the Tera spelled it out. So now the Gemara says, Punfakel, it's a Medica Orer, Meir just opened up our eyes, that the Ksiv is really saying Chenek. So, Bishlam Larameya, Haine the Ksiv, Henki, which is really telling us Henki, and that's how I know this whole, the second thought. Elal Rab Chanina Ben Gamliel, Lomali, so why do I need this Henki? Elal Rab Chanina Ben Gamliel, Lomali. So the Gemara says, Itpres. Salke Daita Chamina. Im loishochav ish hinoki. Loishochav ish hinoki. Ve'im shochav. What is it that shochav? Tak miklal hein at the shemei alam. Loi hinoki to loi chenki. Ele yisure ba'alme. Kamash mamam. So there's a meiri on this gemara which I'd like to say over. Let us again see the Loshana Pasuk. The Pasuk says, now we're talking according to Rab Chanina that holds Miklal, Hein Hatha Shemela. Vishbiya Isa Kohim, Vomar Ale Isha, Im Loishocha Vishoy Isoch, Vim Loisot is Tu Matachat Ishech, Hinoki, Mimei Hamorim Hamorim Heile. If it was Loishocha, you'll be saved from the Mei Hamorim. What is the Gemara saying? But what if it's Sotis? He'll also be saved from the Mea Morim Amorim Meila? That's just Yisur about the whole purpose of coming to the base of English was to the Sotis. That was the Mea Morim. The whole Mea Morim was, what are you giving her the Mea Morim for? You're giving her that she should be Nenash. So how could I ever have a meaning that Im Sotis, it won't be Hinoki, but it won't be, it'll be Yisure Ba'alme. And that's what the Pasuk is telling me, Chenki, that you can get punished. The Mirias, it's the whole problem, I'm bringing to you, you should be punished. How can I ever have a mean if I can? So the Meiri says, actually the Meiri says like this, there are three possibilities. There's one possibility, Lo Yishocha, Hinoki, that's there's two more possibilities. One, the second possibility is Ba'atki Sotis, that Im Shochav, the opposite of Lo Yishochav. And the Mayim Hamorim will work. That means the Mayim Hamorim, there was a whole bunch of Kloim, which was that it only worked on certain instances, called Meshchitas, Ba'al Laboyu, that the Ba'al was Noki Me'ov, there's a whole bunch. Now, if everything stimmed, so then that's sicher the mashmois, there's a mashmois, then if loisotis hinoki, isotis, then there's an understanding that there'll be fakert. I mean, that's the understanding of the pasuk fakert, which we call hein antish me'elav. So sicher, now hinoki mimei amorim amorim eile, and if you were sotis, you won't be hinoki mimei amorim amorim eile, and they'll do their job. You'll die. But there's a third side. What'll be if Sotis and the Maima Mavim won't work? Like, God Meshiv is Baal Maboyil, God Meshiv is Baal Maboyil. So what's gonna be then? So then, I would think, finished. Then there'd be a mocking to think, well, I only have two alternatives. Either Loi Sotis is Hinoki, and Sotis is the Maima Mavim will work. What'll be if the Maima Mavim won't work? So then I would think, so she did a nis and finished. And that thought, I won't tell her anything. So the Torah said, Chenki, the thought that the Maim Amorim won't work, it won't work, Taki, but don't worry, you're not lucky, me, you're going to get punished. Just like the Gemara says, half a piece of thousand pieces, there's a bottle, but then thousand pieces, play bottle. That means, so that's what the Chenki is coming to tell us. In this third case, if she was Mizane and the Maim Amorim won't work, and that I don't have a pussy, so I could, in reality, think that nothing is going to happen, they're finished. So that's why this Chenki was written to tell us that you'll be punished. Let us just see Rashi. That Rashi, El Rabbi Hanin is loy boy kveila, lomili le michtav kai lishne. Why did he write this Chenki? Le midushe ochi, ochi nichtav. Tichye, Eloshin Acha. That's what the Gemara says, no, he said Eloshin Henki, which is Eloshin Henki, to tell us that, and the thought that the Mayim Hamorim won't work, is Henki, then there'll be a Henki, and the thought that the Mayim Hamorim won't work.